Wonderful. So we are in page Nun Bet Amud Bet. In the second real wide lines.
Nun what?
Nun what, exactly.
Eh?
Exactly.
Whose?
Machze.
Nun?
Bet.
Bet Amud?
Bet. בית שמאי אומרים שברא וכולי. This is the argument that we saw yesterday. We heard from Rabbi Nikoma that you said on that argument, that we have that argument, שברא מאורי האש, or ברא מאור האש, ברא מאורי האש, בורא מאורי האש, creates the light of fire, create one light of fire. That argument. So, בית שמאי אומרים, בית שמאי are saying שברא מאור האש, that he created the light of the fire, means that it's an individual. But בית הלל are saying בורא מאורי האש, plural. בורא מאורי, create the lights of fire. Means like that in the flame, you know, you can see few colors. Blue fire, white, yellow fire, red fire. So it's different kinds of light by the Shita of Bet Hillel and by the Shita of Bet Shammai, it's one light. Alright? Now we're going to see the argument actually. Amar Rava. Rava said, Bevara, on the word create, Kule Alma Lo Paligi, all of the world are not arguing de bara mashma, that it means create in past, and that he did it, that he created Hashem. When we're saying the praise, actually, that we're praising Hashem Yitbarach in that blessing, is that Hashem created the light of the fire. Was when? In days of creation, in Bereshit. It's okay to say Genesis, or that it's a Christian word?
It's Greek.
No, but it's been used.
I don't know. Say Bereshit, that's a real thing.
It's better if you
anything inside Bereshit is not Jewish.
It's better if you're going to change this shiur to be Ulpan.
Yeah.
So Rava is explaining on the word bara, if the argument between Bet Hillel and Bet Shammai starts from the first word bara or bore. We're saying by the Shita of Bet Hillel today, bore meore haesh. So, by the Shita of bore meore haesh, when we're saying the words bore meore haesh, actually it sounds like present, but the praise is on the past, that Hashem created the lights of fire. So, Rava said that on the word bara, that Bet Shammai are saying to say bara, even though that they're saying to say bara, even Bet Hillel not gonna claim that the word bara is wrong to say. They're not gonna use it. They have a different way of saying. They're gonna say bore, but the argument is not on that. Bet Shammai are saying to say bara, and they mean created in the past, but kule alma, but all of the world, mean even Bet Hillel, will not gonna argue on them, with them, on the meaning of the word bara, that it means in the history, in the past, that it was. Alright? So because the meaning of the word bara means past, we don't have an argument with them. Bet Hillel are not arguing with Bet Shammai on that. where they do have an argument, when the meaning will not gonna show the past, by the shita of Bet Hillel. Bet Hillel and Bet Shammai supposed to praise Hashem on the past, on what that he done, that he created it in the past. This is what that we're looking for. So now, even though that the word bara, it sounds like the present, bara, now created, now, that he made it, bara, now. I know what you're saying. Hebrew is all wrong. We have Lashon HaKodesh. Lashon HaKodesh, on that we're leaning, not on Hebrew of today. The word bara means now. Bara, like in Lashon HaKodesh, bara, achshav, now, created it, now. So when it's written, bore means with honor, that Hashem, He is the creator. He is the creator of the lights of the fire. It means He done that. This is what it means, past. The one that created. Exactly. Even He's already a Rofe. Means from the beginning, He was the Rofe. So, Amar Rava, Bevara, on the word Bara, created, Kule Alma lo peligi de Bara Mashma. No one is arguing that it means that He done that. So even though that they disagree on how to write it, if you said it, by the shita of Bet Shammai, that word, Bet Hillel will not gonna argue with you on it. Because it's got the same meaning, like Bore of Bet Hillel. Keep Ligi, but they are arguing Bore. But they have an argument on Bore. That Bet Shammai will not gonna accept the shita of Bet Hillel. For Bet Hillel, the shita of Bet Shammai is also good. But by the shita of Bet Shammai, the shita of Bet Hillel is not good. Again, Bet Hillel and Bet Shammai are saying the bracha on the fire. Bet Shammai are saying Bore Maor Haesh, create the light of fire. Bet Hillel are saying Bore, not Bara, Maor Haesh, Bore Meore Haesh, create the lights of fire. Alright, so now the Gemara is explaining the argument between them. By the Shita of Bet Shammai, that Bet Shammai said, Bara Maor Haesh, created, Bet Hillel are not arguing on that. But for Bet Shammai, the word that been used by Bet Hillel means Bore, creates, they're not accepting it. Bet Hillel doesn't have a problem on the first word with Bet Shammai, but Bet Shammai have a problem with Bet Hillel on the first word. Bet Shammai Savre, Bet Shammai assumes Bore, that the word Bore, it means De Atid Lemivra, that he in the future gonna create. This is how Bet Shammai explains the word Bore, that he gonna create it in the future. All of that, it's not lean on customs, it's not leans on how people are talking, it not leans on what's logic, it leans only on verses. You have a verse that contains the word Bore. What's the meaning of the verse over there, of the word Bore over there? From that we're gonna learn the meaning of the word Bore. We're gonna look at the verse. You have the word Bara, or Bore, or all of the words that we're gonna check. You go to the source, where that word came from which verse. And that verse, how it's been used, in the future to come, in the past that was, in the present, from that we're gonna learn the meaning of the word. So Bet Shammai have a problem with Bet Hillel. Bet Hillel took the word Bore, and they want to use it as a praise on the past, but Bet Shammai have verses that are showing that that word been used to talk on the future, that Hashem gonna create in the future. So how can you use a word that means future, gonna create, to praise Hashem on the past, on His creation that already been created by Him? So, Bet Shammai Savre, Bet Shammai assumes, Bore, the meaning of the word Bore, De'atid Lemivra, that in the future he's gonna praise it. So then if you said it, in the future you're gonna create it. So then if you said it, you haven't said it right. You cannot be Yotze in the Bracha. Bet Shammai, Beshita of Bet Shammai, if you said like Bet Hillel, you're not Yotze, Dechova, it's not right. You're talking about the future when you actually need to praise on the past. It's wrong. Uvet Hillel Savre, but Bet Hillel assumes that the word Bore creates Nami Debara Mashma. Also, it means that Hashem created. So for Bet Hillel, they're not arguing with Bet Shammai that it got that meaning of gonna create in the future. They're gonna agree on the verses, on the proofs that Bet Shammai gonna show them. But they have another source to see that it's actually talking also about the past. And if it's for two meanings, future and past, so you can use it as you want, as you wish, no problem. Mativ Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef, it's hard for him, that way of learning of Rava. Rava now shown to us what's the argument, where the argument starts between Bet Hillel and Bet Shammai. And he said that Bet Shammai disagree with Bet Hillel. Bet Hillel don't have a problem until now with Bet Shammai at all. Just Bet Shammai, they have a problem with Bet Hillel. What's their problem? That the word Bore that Bet Hillel used for them, for Bet Shammai, is means only that gonna create in the future. And the praise that we're looking for is to praise Hashem on the past, on thank you on what that you've done. We're praising you on what that you've done. It's hard to thank Hashem on what that he's gonna do, right? It's a chidush in Garden of Gratitude, maybe. First source to thank Hashem on what it's gonna be, on the troubles that will come. It's only from only in this generation. But in that generation, they're trying to say, you need to praise Hashem on what that already happened, so you cannot use the word Bore. This is how that Rava explained it, the argument between Bet Hillel and Bet Shammai. Now, Rav Yosef is arguing with Rava. He wants to say that it cannot be that Bet Shammai is going to argue like that with Bet Hillel. And he's saying, it's written, Yotzer Or Uvore Choshech, that Hashem creates the light, make the light, and creates darkness. And that verse is talking on the past. So you see, you have it in past. So why Bet Shammai will say that it's only in the future? Here you have a verse that for sure is talking on what that Hashem done. And the verse used the word Bore, like the Shita of Bet Hillel. Also, you have a second verse. Yotzer Harim uBore Ruach, makes mountains and creates the wind. So you see that also a verse that is talking about the past. All of those are talking about the Reshit. All of those verses, that Hashem created them. This is the simple meaning. You want to say that it talks on the present also?
From the past and the present.
Alright. Alright, no problem. Also past, this is what we're looking for. But He did create them also. So it's also, you can understand past from here. If you can understand past, so Bet Shammai doesn't have no claims, no arguments against Bet Hillel. Alright, the second verse. Also, third verse. Bore Hashamayim Venotehem. The Creator, he creates the sky and putting them. So, it means that you have three verses that uses the word Bore in the meaning of past. So actually, all of what that Rava said, that the argument between Bet Shammai to Bet Hillel, is falling by the explanation, by those proofs that Rav Yosef brings.
Why doesn't Bet Shammai do the sentence?
We don't have it. We don't have it. So the second generation, the generation after, explained their argument. They didn't bring proofs, evidence to their to the arguments.
It must have been based on.
But it was for sure. So when they said it was obvious, or that no one wrote it, or something, or that it was obvious, or that no one remembers, or that no one was there in the time of the argument. Just we have a source of rumor that they were arguing on that, but we don't know what was between them when they were talking. So the second generation, next generation, trying to explain. So Rava claimed that the argument based on that word. Rav Yosef is coming and saying you cannot establish the argument on that. It has to be on something else. Ela, the word Ela means Ela,
rather.
It rejects the last argument. So actually the proof that Rav Yosef brought rejected the assumption of Rava. This is it. Rava's assumption rejected. Ela. So now we're going to find a new solution, a new explanation to the argument between Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef answered. Bebara ubore. On the word bara by the shita of Bet Shammai and bore by the shita of Bet Hillel, kule alma lo paligi, no one is arguing de bara mashma, that both of them means in the past. They're not arguing at all on the first word, even though that they're choosing a different word to use. By both of them, it's okay to accept the second shita also. Kipa ligi, but they are arguing bema'or umeore, in light or lights. Bet Shammai are saying light, ma'or, one light, and Bet Hillel are saying me'ore, lights, plural. De Bet Shammai, because Bet Shammai savre assumed chada nehora ika benura, one light there is in fire. Chada nehora, one light, ika benura, you have in fire, means maybe the flame has few colors, but the light that comes out from it is one. You have light, this is it, one light. Ubet Hillel savre, and Bet Hillel assumed, tuva nehore ika benura, a lot of kinds of colors, of different lights, you have in the fire. He doesn't mean, for an example, how it calls mansera, that broken glass that you put and you can see all of the colors.
Kaleidoscope.
Yeah, kaleidoscope.
Wonderful. So, if Bet Shammai, so the shita of Bet Shammai, now we can understand, Bet Hillel, I'm sorry, we can understand, alright, they knew. They knew that the light contains all of the colors. So they're saying a lot of kinds of lights.
Prisma.
Alright, so. But let's say Bet Shammai now, they were not aware to that, they didn't know that the light contains so many colors, they did know for sure. So why they're saying, we can explain for an example, we need to find peace, we need to find explanation. We're going to say for an example that Bet Shammai are saying that that we use all of those lights for one use. So it's like one color, it's like one light. You understand? It's not that they were wrong or something like that, but they're coming from a different point of view. That from that point of view, you have only one light. You also in your house, using only one light. You don't use all of those, the colorful, all of the rainbow, the keshet, the rainbow. You don't use all of that. You use light, one light. So Bet Shammai are coming from that point. Bet Hillel are explaining in a deeper way, but it doesn't mean that one of them is wrong. Tanya name hachi, that explanation been accepted. The explanation of Rav Yosef been accepted. And also the Gemara is bringing Ravina and Rav Ashi, they were the Meyazdim of the Gemara, they were, how you say? founders of the Gemara. They brought, they collected all of the Braitot, all of the Mishnayot. They chose the opinions of Chachamim to put. There were a lot more opinions to put, but they chose the main ones, the most important ones, the ones that's gonna illuminate for the future, that's gonna be good for the future of Am Yisrael. So they brought now a Braita that's gonna support the Shita of Rav Yosef. Tanya Nami Hachi. Also, we learned in a Braita, Amru Lahem Bet Hillel LeBet Shammai, that once we heard that Bet Hillel said to Bet Shammai, Harbe Meorot Yesh Baor, a lot of lights there are in the light. Light contains a lot of lights. All right. So from that you can see that actually the argument by the Shita of Rav Yosef is right. This is the real argument on the word Maor or Meore. One light or plural Meore. Yes.
According to what we're learning here, we're talking about a spiritual light.
Would it not? Who said so?
Because we today, like, you know, Abdullah care, there were 2 weeks.
Yes.
Why do we use 2 if the halakha is according to Hillel? Because we don't see all those lights in the light. He did Hillel do.
You learned it somewhere, or that it's
Abdullah
just
candle has.
All right, I know that Abdallah, you have to have 2 wicks.
Wicks.
What's the connection? But what's the connection to the?
Because you need.
Ore me ore ha'esh.
You need more than one light. You need at least 2.
You know that this is talking on that.
Makes sense.
This doesn't make sense for me
because it's more light.
But you
it could be differently, no? Your regular candle, one door.
Listen, it's written here, Harbe Meorot, a lot of lights in Rashi, a lot of lights, Shalhevet Aduma, Levana, Vira Kreket, white flame, red flame, and a green one. Those are the lights that they're talking about, not on wicks. It's not talking about wicks at all.
But we don't see those lights.
We do. We do.
You do.
You see something?
I do.
Yellow.
So join me. One day you're gonna see it also.
You like one wick?
What?
Do you
no?
like one wick?
No, there is no connection. We're not talking about the wicks now. We're talking about the lights. This is the source for the halakha?
Yeah.
For the halakha it's written?
Yeah. You have to take 2 weeks, not one, because you see the light is strong.
This is the reason. No connection to the light. So they're talking on physical light, on the light itself. If it contains few kinds of lights, or only one. Bet Shammai are saying one, Bet Hillel are saying plenty. Wonderful. Let's read Rashi on that. De Barama Ashma. Leshe'avar, in the past. Ve'yafe le'omro, and it's good to say it, Shal b'riyat ha'or, that on the creation of the light, She'bara, that created Hashem, B'sheshet yemei bereshit, in 6 days of bereshit, Meshabchin oto, we're praising him. Why? Lefi she'bemotzei Shabbat, that in Motzei Shabbos, Nivra, it's been created. The light been created in Motzei Shabbat. Kedamrinan bepsachim Like it's been said in Pesachim.
That wasn't created before.
This is why I'm thinking now.
If maybe Yom Rishon, first day. Day one.
Day one
was created. Light was created on day one, which means after Shabbat. Motzei Shabbat. Light was created. Every week.
You made Motzei Shabbat first now. You started, it was Shabbat before. It was all Shabbat. Eternal world was Shabbat. Good explanation. Got it? Nice explanation. Wonderful. Maybe we can check it. We have Pesachim here. We have Gemara Pesachim here. Rabbi, we're gonna build you a room. You want an office? You need an office? Menachem? You don't need to. I apologize, we haven't built you an office yet. Needs to build him an office.
First
we have to build Hashem.
Pay for
Hashem. We're gonna build him an office. You have Masechet Pesachim with you somehow? Yeah. Page Nun, Dalet Amud Aleph. Thank you very, very much. Never imagine how much you thank me. Huge help, thank you. Amud Aleph, right? Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. Oof. עשרה דברים נבראו, 99999. So, May TV, they have a kushiya over there in the Gemara, and they're saying, אין מברכין על האור, you're not saying bracha on the fire in no other time except of Ela b'motzei Shabbat, just only in Motzei Shabbat. Why? Hoil, because v'tchilat b'riyato hu, that is the beginning of the creation. It's the beginning of the creation of the light. It's in Motzei Shabbat. Probably like that you just said, Rab Avram. Rab Avram Krieger. Another part of the Gemara, they're saying over there an argument, if there is, it's written that the fire been created in the last day also, so how can it be that it's been created in the first day, and also it's written that it's in the last day, the fire, so they're saying it's not a kushya, it's not a question. This was talking on our fire, and this was talking on fire of hell. Our fire been created in the first day, means in, it started in Motzei Shabbat, the old Motzei Shabbat, and the fire of hell.
Lighting the fire of hell.
If someone is breaking Shabbos, he's lighting fire. He's lighting the fire in hell in Shabbos. Only in Shabbos there is no fire in hell. But if a Jew breaks Shabbos and lights a fire, he's lighting fire in hell. Just do not rest in Shabbos.
So if he's lighting in Shabbos,
Jews cannot rest even in Shabbos in hell. No, for his for the one that brought him to the situation that he's breaking Shabbos now, to his forefathers. He's warming their seat.
For him, the Sabbath, the Sabbath.
Are they in the end?
Well, I mean, I was told that a person cannot go to the end more than 11 months.
But he can come back. It's written that if a man now, for an example, inherit money to his son, and now his son is breaking Shabbos with that money, they're dragging him from heaven to hell to suffer because of what that happens with his money.
So it's the best thing to give the money to Yerusha to
Tzedakah. Exactly. Until the last penny. Rav Ovadia sold his house, gave all of his money. He had huge amounts of money. He donated it always and didn't left one penny to no one.
This is for someone who knows the laws of Shabbat.
Nehemiah, probably in 2 years you're going to be from the 36 hidden tzaddikim. It's very obvious for us. We know that you're on the way. Please don't forget us.
Can you answer their question now?
Yes, without Hashem, I can try. Hopefully, there is no doubt that they're, how you say, shoklim? Considering they're taking it in mind also for sure if that person really doesn't know. But if there is someone to blame on the fact that he doesn't know, so there is someone to blame. If the one to blame also didn't know, so there's no one to blame. You understand? For an example, if you're gonna say, I don't know, so they're gonna ask your father and mother, why you haven't taught him? They're going to say, we didn't know. And if they really didn't know, there's no one to blame. You understand? So this is how Bezat Hashem, we also in heaven, they're judging things. That they're really taking that in mind. For an example, Rabbi Chaim Vital, he was the student of Ari HaKadosh, and his wife was making him a lot of hard times to Rabbi Chaim Vital. He had a lot of issues in Shalom Bayit. Yes. And the Ari HaKadosh told him that every time that his wife makes him sorry, in heaven they're taking her parents out from heaven and bringing them down to hell. Every time that she makes him sorrow, they're being punished. So it means that they educated her in a certain way, that they were responsible on how she's treating her husband. So you have that side. My wife didn't care. I told her, don't worry. But for sure that if a man, he really doesn't know and he's not aware. Also, just that you're going to know, every time that a man violates Shabbos, breaks Shabbos, so it's a different sin. If he knows that it's Shabbos and now he decided to open the television, it's one sin. And if now he lights a cigarette, it's a second sin. But for a person that didn't know nothing on Shabbos, all of his Shabboses that he break them thousands of times every Shabbos, he's got millions of sins supposed to be, they're all included in one Avera. It's halakha. If a person didn't know that it's Shabbos, or he didn't know the rules of Shabbos, it's all considered as one. So even if the parents or forefathers gonna be punished on it, they're gonna be punished once on one. So it's minor. It's small.
Minority. If their children make tshuva, are their sins turned into merits also?
If what?
That their child makes tshuva out of love, their sins turn into merits also.
The main reward of people in the world to come is from the mitzvot of their sons, kids.
It's not like
the main reward, even if he was Rabbi Nachman in Breslev, the main reward that he's going to have is from how that his children continue. This is the rule.
Okay. That day is Sunday.
Why is it born in Kiev?
What? You're born in Kiev?
She was there for communism. We know nothing. And they did on Kiev with the Jewish people.
We don't want to know.
No, no.
We do?
They all went to the synagogue, the day Knesset, and young people, they took the buses and the trains, and they went to the... And I was told that that's a bigger mitzvah than what we are doing.
Rabbi Dorfman
said, when he was little, as to him, he said, anybody in their mid, in the born in the communist country, in the local Shemayim, and they say, I was born in this and this, the Asham, that's the one.
We're very lucky that we have righteous people to count on.
Okay.
Okay, Rashi. Bore creates. This is the opinion of Bet Hillel. Davar shehu bore tamid, something that he's creating always in the present. Ve'alo shai chahacha, and it's not supposed to be here. That word that speaks on the present, not supposed to be here because we want to praise on the past. Sharei kvar nivra, because it's already been created, so we're not going to praise him on. Harbe meorot, a lot of lights, shalhevet aduma, red flame, white and green, levana v'irakreket. Mishum delo shabbat, this is where we start. Yes. Of course, why not? Maybe he's going to wake up.
You remember him on Shabbat.